Lesson 6. In 1998, John Wood was only 35 years old, but he had already become a very successful U.S. businessman. He worked in the world-famous computer technology company called Microsoft. Only 7 years after he had joined the company, he was already the manager of 75 workers, and his future was very bright. Since he had been working so hard, he decided to take a holiday, and he went to Nepal. During his vacation, as he was walking in the mountains, he met a school teacher who invited him to visit his small school. Wood said he always thought that the people of Nepal were so lucky to live in such a wonderful place with such beautiful scenery. However, he was very shocked to see that the people were extremely poor. He could not believe his eyes when he saw that the library at the school he visited had no desks, no chairs, no shelves, and no books. The books were so valuable that they were kept locked away. The principal of the school said, "Perhaps, sir, you will come back with books." This simple sentence changed Wood's life. Wood is the type of person who is used to getting things done, so he thought certainly he could collect a few hundred books to bring back to that school. After his trip, he asked his friends from around the world to help him. Within a month, he already had 3,000 books. Everyone was happy to help. Exactly a year after his trip to that school, he returned this time with his 73-year-old father and 3,000 books. The father and son visited 10 schools, and at every school, the children were very happy and excited to get the books. The father and son felt very satisfied that they had helped so many people.